With nominations due by noon on April 25, candidates are needed to fill seats on Yukon school councils. 59% of elected positions don't have candidates, as of a press release by Elections Yukon on April 23. That means about two-fifths of Yukon education school councils won't have a quorum, the minimum number, of at least two candidates, according to the press release. Yukoners still have time to put their names forward to the returning officer appointed to the school. School councils have the power to review and approve school growth plans and school-based policies, have a say in hiring principals, and make recommendations on how school budgets are spent. They can advise on school matters such as calendars and staffing, school renovations and programming, discipline policies, student transportation, and proposing locally developed courses by consulting with the Department of Education. School councils meet monthly and get honoraria for members and operational expenses from the department. 36 nominations have been received for 86 elected positions on school councils. 17 schools that fall under the education department have school councils. 7 schools don't have at least 2 nominated candidates, which are required to operate, per the release. Nomination packages, returning officer contact information, and more information about the school council election process can be found on the Elections Yukon website. A list of candidates and, if submitted, biographies and photos can be found online. Editor's note: this story has been updated to clarify the source of information that came from an Elections Yukon press release. Contact Dana Hatherley at yukon-news.com.